Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 99 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In this podcast, we'll be continuing the five basic responsibilities of a believer. We started that series in episode 96, and we said that there are five basic responsibilities of a believer: spending time with God, spending time in His Word, obeying His Word. We talked about evangelism. We talked about fulfilling purpose. And then I said that by the grace of God, I will make individual podcasts on each of these five things so that you just get a little more practical on how you do these things. In episode 97 and 98, we've talked about how to spend time with God and how to study God's word. So now we're going to talk about obedience. That's the third basic responsibility of a believer, obedience. And my anchor scripture by the grace of God will be taken from the book of Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27. Matthew 7, verses 24 to 27. I'll read from the New Living Translation. It says, "Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the flood waters rise, and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash." May the Lord bless the reading of His word in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So what does it mean to obey the word of God? It literally means what it says. It's doing what the word of God says. The thing is, you know, as you read the Bible, right? As you read the Bible, as you spend time in the Word of God, it's great. You learn practical tips for life. Oh, this is what you're supposed to do. This is what you're supposed to do. But all that hearing is not going to do much for you unless you actually do that word that you have heard. The Bible says that it's not the hearers only that are blessed, but the doers. When you do the Word of God, that's where the blessing in the Word of God will be released. That's where the power in the Word of God will be released, right? So there are actually many rewards for being God's word, right? You get blessed. Because the thing is, the Bible operates on principles. That's just the truth. If you follow the principle, you will get the excellent result. If you walk in obedience, you will get the reward of obedience. If you look at the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, right? You read like the first, maybe like 12 to 14 verses. Those are the blessings for obedience. There are many blessings. You're pretty much always going to profit if you do God's will. Because literally, when you walk in obedience to the word of God, you're walking in wisdom. When you walk in wisdom, good things are bound to happen. The second benefit of obeying God's word is that you will make heaven, right? You'll make heaven. Again, you know, many people use this term on this earth called YOLO. You only live once. I do not subscribe to that theory. Oh, you only live once. No. For me, I know there is life here on earth, but I believe in a hereafter. I believe in eternity, right? That's one of the things the Bible talks about. I believe in eternity. So I'm not just living my life for the here and now, because the here and now, right, will pass away. But at some point, there is eternity, right? You need to start thinking, what's going to happen in your life after you die, right? What's going to happen in your life after you die? So one of the ways to make heaven is to live in obedience to the word of God. And then the final thing I would say, there are many benefits from obedience, but I want to hit the three major ones, right? And the benefit of obeying God's word is stability. Stability. The thing is, many people, you know, when everything is going good, when there is no rain falling, everyone seems like they are very strong. But it's when a storm comes that you know the strength of a person's foundation. If the foundation is good, when that storm comes, that person is not going to budge. But if the person doesn't have a good foundation, when the storm comes, you'll see how weak their foundation is, right? Again, good times do not reveal how strong a foundation is. When the foundation is weak, even in good times, you're going to succeed. But when storms come, when tough times come, that's when you know what a person's foundation looks like. That's literally what the text we read talked about, right? So stability comes from obeying the word of God. So what are the two things you need to keep in mind when you have the word of God and you want to obey it? The first thing is you need to obey exactly as said. You need to obey the word of God exactly as said. One of the reasons people, they're like, I did what God's word said. Why am I not getting any results? The thing is, they're not getting any results because they didn't obey it exactly as they were instructed. That was one of the primary problems of King Saul in the Bible. God gave him very specific instructions, but he did not fully obey those very specific instructions. When you don't fully obey the very specific instructions exactly as given, that's disobedience. Incomplete obedience is disobedience, right? That was the same thing with Abraham. Abraham, he was, get out of your country, get out of your kindred. God did not tell him to take Lot along with him, but he took Lot along with him. And that kind of cost, if you really dig deep into the life of Abraham, that really caused some delays in his life for years before he could move forward, right? God gives specific instructions. You need to obey those specific instructions. And the thing is, when you walk in obedience, I guess one benefit I didn't even mention is that it just gives you speed in life because you're in God's will. And when you're in God's will, then God is the one arranging your circumstances for you to succeed, right? So again, obey exactly as you're told. Obey exactly, right? If God tells you pay 10% as your tithe, don't pay 9%. When you pay 9%, you're walking in disobedience. You need to obey instructions to the letter, right? There are many people that will succeed in life if they just obeyed simple instructions. But you see them, they try to cut one corner or the other. They try to bend the rules. No, you have to be strict. One of the reasons that the military succeeds is because it's a system that is built on rules and regulations. And to thrive in that system, you need to obey those exact rules and regulations, right? So again, very, very important to obey rules and regulations. And then the next thing I will say about obedience is you need to obey immediately. When God gives you an instruction, don't delay, right? When you obey on a delayed schedule, you are practicing disobedience. Delayed obedience is disobedience, right? If when God told Abraham, give him the instructions, take your son Isaac, and all these things, he didn't wait. He obeyed immediately, right? There are some times where if you don't obey immediately, you can get in trouble. Like, for example, I think of the parents of Jesus, when King Herod was coming after him, God told them, you need to get out of this place and go down towards Egypt. And they did not wait till the next morning. The Bible says that night they packed their things and they left. Immediate obedience, right? So in summary, your obedience has to be exact and it has to be immediate. Remember Noah, God told him, gave him very specific instructions for building the ark. He had to obey those instructions to the letter, so that ark will be able to sustain itself in the midst of those floods. If he did not obey completely, that ark may have sunk. That ark may have split apart. That ark may have capsized. It's very important. Obey exactly and obey immediately. And as you do so, all will be well with you in the name of Jesus. Now, I said earlier on in this podcast that, you need to think about hereafter. What will eternity be like for you? Are you going to end up in heaven or are you going to end up in hell? Right? Are you going to end up in eternal blessing or are you going to end up in eternal damnation? The decisions you make today will determine where you will be in eternity. So if you want to make that good decision to dwell in eternal blessings, to dwell with God in heaven forever, the first thing you need to do is to surrender your life to His Son, Jesus Christ. If you want to take that step today, I will encourage you to say this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. And I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me clean in your blood. Purify me. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Come and be my Lord. Come and be my Savior. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to obey you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer, congratulations, you're a child of God. And Father, I pray for those listening to this podcast. It's my prayer, Lord, that you give them the grace to obey your commands exactly as you instruct them and immediately that you instruct them. And Father, as these commandments are obeyed, let us acquire divine speed, Let the rewards for obedience be our portion. Let us be stable. Let us be unshakable. As you say in the book of Hebrews, let us be unshakable. And let us ultimately make heaven. Thank you, Lord, for the grace to do so. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So for those that just said the prayer of salvation, again, congratulations, you're a child of God. I'll encourage you to do two things. Find the Bible, okay? Find the translation you understand. I love the New Living Translation. Read it every day. Do what it says. Obey that word, and you'll see your life take a turn for the better. You can start from the book of John. It'll tell you all about the love of God. But you really can start anywhere. The key thing is just as you learn, meditate on that word, and then obey that word. And I will encourage you, if you just give your life to Christ, listen to episode 96, 97, and 98. It just kind of describes, again, the basic responsibilities of a believer. And then I also encourage you to find a Bible-believing church. Notice I did not say find a church. I said find a Bible-believing church, right? Find a Bible-believing church. There are many places that call themselves church that they don't preach things that are consistent with the Word of God. They try to adjust the Word of God to meet their aims, to meet what they want. And that's not what God wants, right? You see them, they're like, oh, we live in a modern age, so let's tweak the Word of God. No, you don't want to go to a place that tweaks the Word of God. No. So I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. It's called RCCG. It's a wonderful church, but there are many great churches all over the world, right? But plug in a family of God where you can fellowship with other believers, do what God's Word says, obey exactly and immediately, and you'll see your life take a turn for the better. Until next time, have a wonderful weekend, and God bless you. Thank you.